All right, let's switch gears right now and go to the Caradio Newsline and visit with Jim Reed, the director of the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. We have some great tips on how to get ready for winter, and it doesn't include a snow shovel, does it, Jim?
No, it doesn't. How you doing, Dan?
I am doing great. It's always great that you join us right when, and the topic that we're talking about is very timely, because if you look outside, it looks kind of cold, and we know that the cold weather is going to be hitting much of the high country with big-time snow. So with that kind of cold concern, are there safety concerns that go along with it?
Yeah, let's talk about your vehicle first, because all of us travel all over the region to go to work, go to the store, take our kids to school and stuff like that. And what I want people to do is sit in your vehicle and say, look, if I'm stuck in this thing and it's 20 degrees outside, what do I need and am I ready? I mean, that's a big deal. And so your first aid vehicle kit should really have things like a cell phone charger, first aid kit, flashlight, because it gets dark earlier. Keep your gas tank half filled. Make sure you have blankets for everybody in the car, food, some water if you can get it. The pocket hand warmers are great to have. So just keep that in mind. And then our home is our next place. You know, are we ready? What happens when we have a power outage? You know, again, flashlights. Have a radio that you can crank that doesn't need electrical source to listen to. Have a backup plan for what you do. Heat, food, pet supplies, prescriptions. Anything you need if you get stuck in your home for a few days. I think if you sit down and just focus around yourself, you'll determine what you need for this type of weather.
I think a lot of this is self-explanatory, but it just takes a little nudging, a little reminding for people to remember what to do, because there's nothing quite like, you know, being caught in an emergency situation and you knew ahead of time that, you know, as they hear our conversation now, and then all of a sudden you don't have those types of things available at your beck and call. That's concerning when the time comes to need those things, right?
Exactly. Dan, let me ask you a question. If I were to ask you to call somebody on your cell phone, what would you do? You look up their name, right? Would you know their number? Probably not, right?
No. I mean, I'd have to have them in my contacts, which you are, by the way. So you're in my contacts,
yeah, well,
so that's good.
Appreciate that. Yeah, that's a good plan. Well, here's the deal. Have a communications plan and have it written out and make a couple copies and make sure everybody has it. Because if for some reason your phone goes dead, you can pull out that paper and say, here's the number I need to call. Another thing, too, I would suggest is just be kind of aware of your situation, situational awareness. And a good way to do that is to sign up for Peak Alerts. And that's peakalerts.org. That'll give you emergency notifications, kind of give you things that are going on. And you can put up to 5 different addresses on there to get the peak alerts. And then I would say, finally, know your neighbor. I know we don't do that. We kind of get rid of porches, which I think is unfortunate. But get to know your neighbor. Your neighbor may need help, or you know what? You may need help. So just kind of make sure you can communicate with someone that's nearby you. And, you know, if you go to PPROEM.com, we have a lot of things in there for winter preparedness. And finally, I'll say, doesn't Pikes Peak look beautiful with that snow on top of it?
Oh, yes, it does. I noticed that the other day. I'm like, wow, it is definitely here. There's no doubt about that. And back to the neighbors just for a second. You know, it's really great to have your neighbors' phone numbers, too. Because, like, when they go on vacation, and especially if you've lived in the neighborhood for quite some time, all of my neighbors know me and I know them, and it's always nice to have their phone number, because if something happens while they're away, you can contact them and say, I'm sorry to tell you this, but the garage is on fire or whatever. You know what I mean? It's good to have them in your phone book, right?
Right. And I have a tractor with a blade on it. So my neighbor may call me and say, Jim, I can't get out. Would you mind come plowing my driveway? No problem. I'll be out there in a minute. So that's kind of how we help each other out here.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, you guys do great work. Give us the website again for more information on getting these winter preparedness guides and tips all squared away just before winter hits.
Absolutely. I would sign up for Peak Alerts, and that's PEAKALERTS.org to kind of get the weather and what's going on. And then go to PPROEM.com, and there's all kinds of links for winter preparedness. There's checklists, everything. And again, sit in your car, sit in your home, and imagine you're stuck for a couple days. What do you think you need? And make sure you have it.
Yeah, no question about it. Jim, thanks for the time. We appreciate it, as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next month.
Thanks, Dan, and thanks to KRDO for helping us get this message out to our good citizens.
Yep,
I appreciate it.
It is our pleasure.